Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We are digging through the crates for some scratchy 78s, 45s, LPs, cassettes, and even compact discs. Along the way, we'll discover some classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, soul, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for coming on this journey of homegrown, homemade radio. I'm celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here at WSCS.
This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down.
Someone left the cake out in the rain, and I don't think that I can take it cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
That's right, you've stumbled into the Thrift Shop Lounge here on Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm your host, DJ Frederick. That was Vince Mastro Quartet, MacArthur Park. I realized not too long ago I did a program that exclusively featured lounge music. It's sort of a forgotten genre and an overlooked genre, but nonetheless, lounge music has been entertaining us for at least the past century. And before that, it was, you know, sort of vaudeville. It was, you know, theater. This is the Thrift Shop Lounge at the Radio Thrift Shop. I promise no Lawrence Welk, but only this time I love Lawrence Welk. And fair warning, we're going to be spinning some records that have been sitting around collecting dust for many, many years as we pull them out of the crates. But you already knew that, and you're an adventurous listener. So let's drop the needle. This is the band Cinnamon.
My love, to tell you how I feel, my love, mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hand, created everything I am, taught me how to live again. Only you cared when I needed a friend, believed in me through thick and thin. This song is for you.
God bless you. Kids take their piano lessons at school or at a neighbor's house, but Hazel Scott was always a bit above chopsticks. You're on the Sound Beat. Hazel Scott was a child prodigy, playing by three and improvising on the keys by five. She received formal training at none other than the Juilliard School of New York, where she won a classical music scholarship at age eight. She would blend her classical training with the smooth sounds of jazz, blues, and popular songs, and was a Cafe Society star by the late 1930s. It would become her signature sound, swinging the classics. Here she is with Rainy Night in G. Thank you. take a dive for Scott? We'll tell you at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
And I'm DJ Frederick with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight here at WSCS, the classical station. You can also hear us online at classicalwscs.org. I'm actually celebrating 26 years here on the airwaves. I've been hiding out in this studio since 1999. Shh, don't tell anyone. And this evening I'm focusing on lounge music. It's a genre that I really, really enjoy and I think is really overlooked, underlooked, and not heard often enough on the airwaves.
Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below. Together we will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was dull each minute until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you.
And be be lost again. You and I were alone in the city where we met, and our love was born in the warmth of a night, and our days were all filled with the thoughts of each other, holding us in a love as if destined to be. All at once it's you, all at once it's me, all at once it's love. Come to set us free. So let's live each precious moment and share them all till the end, or love will fade away and be lost again.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, and you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings, sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Whoa, 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 when she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter. And it makes me wonder
if there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now.
It's just a spring clean for the May Queen.
Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run,
there's still time to change the road you're on.
Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know.
The piper's calling you to join him.
Dear lady, can't you hear the wind blow? And did you know
your stairway lies on the whispering wind?
We wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our soul. There walks a lady we all know, who shines white light and wants to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, the tune will come to you at last. When all are one and one is all, to be a rocket, not to roll.
Oh, oh, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying.
buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
The unmistakable vocals of Tiny Tim with the band Brave Combo. Before that, we heard Triste Janeiro with Today It's You from 1969. And we started off with Two Marks and a Miss, Quiet Nights. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and sometimes we do have quiet nights here on Saturday evenings, and I'm glad that you're joining me on the airwaves. If there's anything you'd like to hear in specific, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Radio Thrift Shop, it's like Festivus for the rest of us.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Using an anvil to smash prey sounds like something Wile E. Coyote would try. Unsuccessfully, of course. But some other creatures are a lot more successful at it. Fish. More than 24 species of fish have been seen using anvils to smash open their prey. All of them were types of wrasse, a colorful fish found around the world. Tool use has been observed in birds, mammals, and other animals on land. In marine environments, it's been seen in octopuses and crabs. And for several decades, the list has included wrasses. The fish grabs a potential dinner, a crab, urchin, or other morsel with a shell. It then swims to a rock, a coral, or some other hard surface, objects that scientists describe as anvils. The fish then smashes the prey against the anvil until the shell cracks open. A recent study added 3 species of wrasse to the list of anvil users and confirmed the use by 2 other species. All 5 species were found in the Western Atlantic Ocean, from the Caribbean Sea down to the southern coast of Brazil. The smash-ups were recorded by divers, either on video or in writing, then uploaded to a website. On average, the fish had to smash the prey more than 6 times, in a bout lasting more than a minute. If one anvil didn't work, they'd move to another. Of the 16 prey-bashing episodes recorded, only 1 ended in failure. So perhaps the wrasse could teach Wile E. a thing or two about using an anvil to get the goods. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
How not to do a radio show. Don't have a playlist thought out before the broadcast. Don't always announce all of the songs. Don't talk fast or incessantly. Don't play well-known tunes. Don't play any Taylor Swift. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on WSCS. That's classical, WSCS.org.
This is Bird Note. Musician Andrew Bird is known as a songwriter, violinist, and, like his namesake, a virtuoso whistler. His grandmother taught him to whistle when he was about 6, and his mom says he would go into the woods to use the skill.
My mom tells it that I would go out there and try to imitate or communicate with the birds. My mom tends to embellish her stories quite a bit, so I don't know. It sounds a little too cute to me, but...
Embellished or not, Andrew found himself reaching for these same skills for a project on birdsong. Researching recordings of birds that have gone extinct, he was struck by the Kauai o'o.
They captured the song of the last male of the species, but falling on deaf ears because there were no females left.
For the resulting song, Rare Birds, Andrew played a repeating violin groove and whistled a version of the o'o's song, along with his interpretation of the mourning dove. Whistling melodies of birds both living and extinct, alongside his violin, Andrew creates a kind of otherworldly natural soundscape.
I don't know, there's something very joyous about that. And it's just kind of like a call from the forest canopy, you know?
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
Well, this is DJ Frederick, and we're digging the lounge music on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, where you never know what you're going to hear. That was Reber Howd with a tune called Little Bird. And before that, we heard The People Next Door with the Beatles' Something. And we started off with The Mamzelles and Tito Puente's Oye, Como Va. Well, the non-hits just keep on coming here at the Radio Thrift Shop. ¶¶
never heard it, not a word of it. You won't say nothing to no one, never tell a soul what you know is the truth.
together. So close your eyes, for that's a lovely way to be. Aware of things your heart alone was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight a rising sea. Don't find the moon and stars above, and don't find me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together.
When I saw you first, the time was half past three. When your eyes met mine, it was eternity. By now we know the wind is on its way to be.
Just catch the wind, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together.
Together,
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 together.
Band known as Gimmicks with Wave from 1971. Before that, we heard Matthew's Exit with Do It Again, made famous by Steely Dan. And we started off with a medley from the rock opera Tommy. No, not done by The Who, but by The Bright Set. All right, you've been lounging around at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for making it this far in the broadcast. And if you'd like to correspond, email radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.